Yeah, it was really crazy emotions. We put so much pressure on ourselves all week to win this tournament. It's eluded us for the last couple of years, so to eventually get over it was such a relief and joy at the same time. And then to win it in front of friends and family was really, really nice.
And just looking at last year, you had the opportunity last year to win. It didn't materialise. Was that a factor driving you so on this year, you feel?
That was a big factor. Last year was a very hard defeat. You know, we came to the final and just one of those days where we didn't perform. Mentally, it wasn't good. I think, you know, that was in the back of our minds going into this year. Would it happen again or could we get it over the line? And then there was also the added pressure that it was on TV. We had a lot of people texting to say they were watching us. So, but definitely we used last year as a bit of inspiration to get over the line for this year.
And looking at the couple you defeated, Harley Towler and Emily Westwood as well.
Yeah, we knew they were going to be a very dangerous pair. They were unseeded and they took out a lot of seeds, so we kind of had our eye on them all week because we could see that they were playing well. But we were lucky because we had a good game plan. We sat down and we watched their semi-final back before we played. And myself, Chloe, and then Dan, our brother, he was doing the coach. He had a lot of good tactics on it. We took a lot of pictures of exactly their placings on court. And once we had that studied, unfortunately in the final, we were able to pick out all their weak spots.
And going into the final, I suppose during the semi-final, quarter-final, and those stages, Sam, what was different this year? Was it preparation or was it focus or what can you put your finger on it to be?
I think there's a lot of things. We've had a good year's training, but before this year's Irish Open, we actually had a Malaysian player who was he used to be in the world. He was the top of the world at one stage in men's doubles, so he came over to coach us and spar with us for 2 weeks. It was a very good initiative by Bandon Ireland and the Irish Sports Council. They gave us some extra money for this kind of sparring coaching. And, you know, just his world-class level experience and a different way of seeing a game helped us bring up our speed. But we've also had a very good year's training, so I think everything was a bit more sharp and a bit more different this year. And maybe a bit more confident too, I think. It kind of all added up into one big package.
And what will this do for your sport? It's a massive achievement for yourself and your sister to actually achieve this, but what will it do for the sport?
Oh, it's huge for the sport. This year, AIG came on board, which is huge for... This is the first time the Irish Open have had a main sponsor, other than like a racket sponsor sponsoring it. So, and also TG4 showed the finals. So it was really good that, you know, a national TV could show it. And, you know, the amount of people that would have the opportunity to watch that yesterday was fantastic, rather than it just being streamed online. And then AIG putting more money behind it will hopefully give Bandon Ireland now some more funds to, you know, even develop that tournament next year to a higher level and hopefully get more and more people watching. So I think only time will tell now what it actually does for the sport, but hopefully some people watching and the kids who are there will get some inspiration out of it. And I think only with AIG and TG4 can only get bigger and bigger with people like this coming and helping our sport.
And just looking at your victory last night, describe the scenes afterwards. No doubt there are a lot of celebrations.
It was just madness. You know, that part when you win and you just don't believe it, and you're doing interviews and you still don't believe it, and you're around signing autographs and stuff. It's just different. Chloe, she stayed in Dublin. Her boyfriend came down, so she had her own celebration. And I came to Donegal and met up some of the locals in Raphoe, and I was just so surprised the amount of people that came to me and said they'd watched the match. And even today, waking up, it's still the feeling, you know, you don't know. It hasn't really sunk in yet. It's hard to describe that you've actually won it because you've had so much pressure on yourself, and then to win it, it's relief. And I think in a couple of days' time, it'll hit me what we've actually achieved.
In 12 months, when you look back last year, a totally different McGee household this morning.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like as everyone says, the difference a year makes. Last year was so painful, and this year, you know, that's just pure joy of winning it. And then, of course, 12 months time, we'll have to come back and defend the title again, which will be a different way of looking at it then.
What's next for the McGee siblings? What's up next for you, and where can we hear about you even more?
As they say, no rest for the wicked. So we're off to Scotland on Wednesday. So we'll start back in training on Monday. It'll be hard to get going again after that week. But Scottish Open next week is always a great event. They have it in their big arena, the Emirates Arena over there. So we're looking forward to that. It's a step up in levels tournament. So will have to be ready to go from round one on Thursday. There's a good Irish squad going over, so we're looking forward to hopefully a good week in Glasgow as well.
And looking just from your sister's point of view, it was 11 years since Chloe, who of course is a three-time Olympian, won the women's doubles, so hugely for her.
Oh, for sure. That's probably a lifetime ago for her that she actually won the ladies' doubles. And, you know, she gave up the singles to focus on the mixed, so probably more pressure now to get some good results in mixed. She was over the moon, delighted for her to, you know, get that transition out of singles and now fully focused on mixed. And to be honest, she had a very, very good week in the tournament. She never had a bad game all week, which was good for me.
No doubt, as you indicated, all attention now to Scotland, and hopefully we'll have our fingers crossed there too for you.
That would be great. There's a lot of really good pairs in Scotland this year. It's a high level tournament, so I think if we can continue with that level we showed in the final, then there's no reason we can't go far in Scotland. It's just hopefully now we can dust ourselves down from Ireland, put it behind us, and move on. As sports say, in sport, like a week is a long time.